Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Ksubas Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalid, and today's Mishnahs are being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bizecher to find Reziv Hagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel tells us Nara Shenis Arsa and is Garsha. We have a Nara and she's a Besula who got engaged again Halachic Erusin and then she got divorced, so she's still Besula. And then someone was Ma'anis her. Rabbi Yitzchak Gilui says Ain Lo Knas. She doesn't get the Knas payment. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says Yesh Lo Knas. She does get the Knas Uknas Hol Atzma and she gets to keep it. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Gilui and Rabbi Kiva are arguing how to understand the pasuk that talks about Ines. The pasuk says, "Kiyimsa ish nara basula asher lo yirasa." When a man finds a nara who's a basula who was not engaged, so Rabbi Yisrael Galil understands that to mean that if she was engaged previously, even though she is still a basula, there's no knas payment. However, Rabbi Kiva understands the words asher lo yirasa to mean that if she was not narusa previously, then her father gets the knas. But if she was an arusa previously, so she gets the knas. And moving on to Mishnah Dalid, hamafatan oisin shloisha dvarim v'ha'ainos harba. If a man seduces a woman, he has to pay three things, and if he violates her, he has to pay four. Hamafatan oisin baishas u'begamu knas. If he's mafata her, he pays for baishas, the embarrassment that he caused her. Pegam, the fact that now he made her worth less because now she's not a besula anymore, and he has to pay kenas, and as we learned previously, and we're going to see in a little bit in the Mishnah, he only has to pay the kenas if he doesn't end up marrying her. Maisavel of Ines, we add on by Ines, Shonais and Esatzar, he has to pay for the pain that he caused her, since he forced her, so that caused her pain, and so he has to pay for the tzar. The Mishnah continues, Ma bein Ines l'mafata, what are a number of differences between Ines and Mafata? So as we just said, Ha'Ines nois and Esatzar, but Mafata ain't a nois and Esatzar. Ines has to pay for tzar, and Mafata does not have to pay for tzar. Ha'ines nois and miyad b'mafata l'chshiyotzi. Ines has to pay the knas right away, and mafata only has to pay if he doesn't end up marrying her. And lastly, ha'ines shoyse b'atzitzoi. If he's ma'anes her, he drinks from his own vessel. And we're going to see more what that means in the next Mishnah. V'mafata, whereas if he's mafata her, imratza l'haitzi, maitzi. If he wants to be maitzi her, he could. Which means he doesn't have to marry her in the first place, and even if he does marry her, he can divorce her. As opposed to by ma'anes, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, not only does he have to marry her, he's never allowed to divorce her. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.